This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays. With a refreshing strawberry lemonade twist, it's Natterdays.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team that's on the way back, a College World Series title. Come on, Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
I was walking in. I was like, wait a minute. I thought that this was Tuesday.
And then,
I guess Memorial Day weekend. We felt the same way because you get that day off and you feel like every day is behind. But this one is just because of the Razorback baseball game.
But we worked on Monday.
That's what's so weird about it.
I know it. It did feel weird to have, work day baseball.
Yeah.
You know? No, you're right. It is Wednesday, but that's a day closer to the weekend.
That's right. So, one day closer to the College World Series.
You going out to the big send-off today?
No.
No? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. I saw the email or the tweet, the post about it.
12:30 to 1. Hope they get a big crowd there today.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Stadium. So, I know that, that's a big ask for people that live like more than 30 minutes or an hour away. But I hopefully our loyal listeners on ESPN 99.5 and Northwest Arkansas, plan your lunch around that today. I think it'd be really cool to see a big crowd out there. So, I think Razorback fans and those that can break away at lunch, I think it's great that they're doing the send-off between 12:30 and 1 today. Yeah. That way, people can maybe work it around lunch,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, last year they had a really good turnout for that,
right,
too.
I mean, if it was like 2:30 or 10:30 or some time where you can't really get out of the office, it would hurt the crowd. I think maybe the number, I'm just glad it worked out. I'm sure they didn't, let's plan it around leaving at 12:30, but that'll be really good.
Yeah. So if you have a chance and have an opportunity to go out there to Baumwalker Stadium, see the team off, do so.
Team deserves it, and I think it'd be I think that the Razorback, who do I credit this to? There's social media guys.
They've been on fire.
Whoever does these videos on their Twitter account and their social media accounts, they've done a really good job. The dugout stuff, the dog pile cam or whatever, they call it, Curtis cam or whatever. Mm-hmm. All these videos, the one that was just on Van Horn there at the end and with the final out, they've had some really cool stuff here to kind of take you behind the scenes. It's just amazing how technology has changed our ability to kind of be in the dugout in the big moment.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. It's like you feel like you're actually there. You get to experience the raw emotion and the raw reaction to it all, too.
That video, I think we've probably retweeted it on our account, but you can find it. Arkansas Baseball's Twitter account's got all this stuff. But the one that, takes you basically in, they had a body cam or some kind of GoPro on somebody and went right into the dog pile.
Yeah, it was on Curtis Washington. Yeah. They put it on his head. And
yeah, that's why they were calling it
Curtis Cam.
The Curtis Cam.
Yeah.
But it's cool,
Yeah. I mean,
I've never been in a dog. Y'all ever been in a dog pile?
No, I have. I think once.
I've been in a pile up in a junior high football game.
Yeah.
That was where my illustrious playing career ended.
Yeah. Well, we used to play a game.
You're just too good. You can't play anymore.
Is that what they said, huh?
Go to radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank goodness you did, because the rest of the football world, it wouldn't be fair to have you a part of it.
Actually, that's when I started my 10th grade year. Is when I started my more illustrious broadcasting career.
So, and look where you're at now.
Yeah, no need to run all those gashers anymore, coach. Geez. Sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to go the radio route.
Now I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning. Should have probably ran those gashers.
It all paid off for you in the end.
So, dog piles are, or something. I don't know. Do you want to be on the... I can't imagine if you're on the bottom. Would it be the worst thing? Aren't you glad everybody came out of that unscathed, though? Because how do you have that many big athletic bodies piling on top of each other and no one gets hurt?
I think there's an art
like
to
a,
it.
It's like a box of toothpicks out there.
Yeah.
Big toothpicks falling on it. How does no one get hurt?
I think there's an art to it. I think that they know how to dogpile. Maybe they've done some research. Because you've noticed they're all the same type of dog. It's like they kind of come all in once. And then you have a couple guys that just jump straight up in the air. So it's like there's like some sort of technique, I think.
Because you don't want like the big guy. Who would be the biggest guy on this team? Not Azell. But...
Isaiah Campbell be one.
He'd be one of them.
He's a big old
Plunkett
boy.
Plunkett is another one.
Yeah, he's big.
He talked.
You don't want them coming in and being the cherry on top. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Campbell talked about how last year he was at the bottom of the pile, but this year he was at the top.
Yeah. He's a smart man.
Probably smart.
Who was the coach? I don't remember. I remember the story, but not the name. They had practice. This is a basketball story, but it applies the same thing. They practiced cutting down the nets. They stopped practice, brought a ladder out, because he wanted his players to envision cutting down the nets. I wonder if a coach in baseball, I don't think Van Horn would ever do this.
All right, guys.
We're going to practice dogpiling.
Is it Digger Phelps in Notre Dame?
I think it was more recent than that. But, you know, anyway, that's who did it's not important to this analogy. It's, you know, there's been basketball coaches practice cutting down the net so their team could envision themselves on that ladder at the Final Four, cutting down the nets. I wonder if a baseball coach has ever practiced a dog pile.
Probably.
Hey, I want you to envision yourself going through the dog pile in Omaha.
I don't know. There hasn't been at least a story that I've seen.
Right. Men, when we win it all in Omaha, we got to do it right. So we're going to practice our dog pile.
Yeah, again, right after some batting practice. All right, guys, huddle up. All right, so here's what we want you to do.
Everybody in the dugout.
See the pitcher's mound over there? I want you all to run out there as fast as you can and then jump on each other.
You know, it might be a good mental exercise with a team trying to build their that would certainly signal to the team, hey, our coach really believes we can do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Tommy, now if you ever become a baseball coach, you know what will be your coaching moment like you have in all the big movies. All the big movies, the coaches have these great moments where the tables turn, where it really elevates the team. That will be your moment, practicing dogpiling.
Yeah. That's what they'll write the book about.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if Dave Van Horn, we may hear from him that when they're up in Omaha doing some practices, that they practice their dog pound. They'll be like, I heard that. Tommy Kraft came with this great idea.
That's how you know it's a bad idea.
Yeah. if it starts with Tommy that. Kraft said
this. We're not doing that.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because you brought up basketball and how you're cutting down the nets. Football doesn't really have something that at least that comes to mind. Where it's like, you know, you practice cutting down the nets because it's tradition. Dogpiling is tradition in baseball, but there's not really
the closest
a
is, and they don't let you because, the no fun police get involved. They used to let you tear down goalposts
after
a big win. You didn't do it after a championship, but you upset a big rival. That was the ultimate cutting down to the nets. I thought that was bigger than anything staged at the Final Four or dogpile. When you tear the damn goalpost down, that's something.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen often. That's something you can't do. I guess maybe rushing the field. I don't. You're right. Football doesn't have a...
Because that's more of a fan thing, though. It's not like the team doing it.
No,
that.
I know.
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to... Because then if
there
you win
it... You're right. There's no like approved team, secondary ceremony type deal.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because there was, even if you back in the days when the January 1 bowl games meant something, if you really went to one, people would be like, all right, well, let's hand out the roses for you because it's the Rose Bowl. Or, here's some oranges for the Orange Bowl, kind of would have some things like that. Now it's just if you hold up the crystal ball, I guess.
Yeah, now it's the golden lipstick.
If you hold up the golden lipstick, maybe. But, I've always kind of felt like there's not been a football tradition that's been like that. But dogpiles wanted
me in
baseball.
Maybe we need to come up with one.
That sounds like a great idea.
If there's a sport they should be dogpiling, it would be football because they got pads and helmets.
Yeah, but they're used to that. That's just another day at the office.
They're more equipped for it.
That's right. But, you never dogpile in baseball unless you're celebrating. You never cut down the nets in basketball unless you're celebrating.
Seems like there was a story recently about someone getting injured dogpiling.
How could there not be?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a bunch of grown men jumping on each other.
Right.
Somebody has to get hurt. That would be my biggest concern, too.
I'm just glad Arkansas came out of that. So 12:30 to 1 today. If you can, get to Chick-fil-A about 11:45, get in line, and then you can head over to the stadium.
Yep. And you can even, maybe the fans can practice dogpiling out there. Would it be okay if the fans dig a dogpiling celebration?
Probably, because I don't think we are going to run as fast or jump as high.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think so either.
Guy just called in and said he considers the Gatorade bath in football part of the celebration.
That's good. They did a Gatorade bath in baseball, too. They Gatorade bath Dave Van Horn. So that's pretty close.
I didn't even consider that. Yeah. That is a very good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. But they do that in a lot of games. I mean, kind of, Burt got Gatorade bathed when they beat LSU after their 17-game losing streak in SEC play. So, but no, that's a good point too. I don't know. There's just
wondering if there's vodka in it.
I just hope he's getting
no vodka in it.
Yeah, getting a white Russian dumped on him. Something like that. But no, that's what makes, you know, sports great. And then the dog pile, like you said, and the great social media that the baseball, Razorback Baseball Twitter account has done. Did you see the RKOs that Dave Van Horn was doing to the Land Sharks? Do you know what an RKO is?
No, you're going to have to. I was going to ask during the break. I was going to ask during the break so I didn't, embarrass myself.
So you didn't look
but
bad.
Thank you, John.
It's okay, Tommy. I'll show you the video during the break, and then you will know.
For all us old guys, what is an RKO?
Yeah, it's the wrestling move. The thing was Randy Orton used to do the RKO when he get him from behind. And
I thought this was going to be some kind of like Twitter term or some kind of Snapchat
term. No, it's a wrestling term.
Or some kind of, well, so I'm even more proud I didn't know now.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to wear that as a badge of honor.
It's okay. You're probably not the only one that felt that way.
Now I'm proud I didn't know since it's a, not wrestling, wrestling term.
It's a wrestling term. That's stuff on Channel 23.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays, a light lager brewed with a phenomenal strawberry lemonade flavor that's perfect for bringing the fun to every occasion. The new Natural Light Natterdays.
Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
All right, obviously Arkansas heading into the College World Series, an exciting time, a lot of build-up this week, and as we mentioned in the opening, they're having a send-off today from 12:30 to 1 at Baumwalker Stadium, so if you're able to get out there and see the team off, be sure to do that. Yeah. On the lunch break.
All right, that's a great time of the day, so for those in Fayetteville, Benton, Washington County, hopefully you can maybe work it into your schedule, playing your lunch around, being over there to send the team off. They need a big crowd over there. Students aren't on campus, so we got to pull the weight here on this deal. So,
I think there'll be a good amount of people there.
Several hundred there.
Yeah. I mean, we had people camping outside the gates for Super Regional. So
do these people not have jobs?
Nah.
If you don't have a job and you can camp out for days for the Super, surely you can show up for 30. We're only asking for 30 minutes.
We should have done a live show from out there.
Yeah.
Imagine that. They'd probably be really happy with us waking everybody up, screaming into a microphone at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But
wakey, wakey.
Yeah. We'll get to listen to the Morning Rush live from outside the gates here. Yeah. But obviously that's going to be a great event in heading into the College World Series.
Now, if you are not going to Omaha, and I know a lot of people on this short notice can't make it there, if you're in the River Valley, Western Arkansas, we're going to be doing our watch parties for all College World Series games at Joe's Grill and Cantina. Now, why Joe's? Well, they have half-price apps and taps for every Hog game. So we wanted to go to a place that loves the Hogs, takes care of fans, great prices. It's affordable for the family. I mean, you can go in there and have a great time and not have to spend a fortune, all right? So half-price apps and taps during every game, plus all of their other menu specials that will be going on. And we'll begin this Saturday. In fact, we're going to do our pregame show beginning at 4 o'clock and get you ready for the first game of the College World Series this weekend. So every game, Saturday and Monday for sure. We know Saturday's game time, Saturday night. We don't know Monday's. We're hoping it's Monday night. And then we'll go from there. But every time the Hogs play in the College World Series, we'll be at Joe's Grill and Cantina, South 74th Street across from Harps. And we'll have prizes. We're going to give away some free stuff every time they score. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to hang out with your fellow Hog fans and Ty Richardson, that's where we'll be.
Selfies with Tommy Kraft, only $10. Just remember that.
Five during the College World Series. We're going to run a College World Series special.
How sweet of you to have a discount for the people there.
And I'm buying all the chips and salsa, too.
Wow, what a guy.
While we're at it, while I'm just
free water too,
my wallet.
Free water, too, and napkins?
Well, as long as there's no lemon in it. I can't promise the lemon.
Good grief. Well, what a guy. No, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And just watching the College World Series is going to be a lot of fun. But you know what? Here's the thing. Is that when I was planning out the show, and you're thinking about questions going into the College World Series for Arkansas, I put together a five-question survey for Arkansas baseball of just going into the College World Series and what you think. And since I'm the one that came up with them and I have my answers, Tommy, I'm going to throw these questions to you as a simple survey. So and I don't have to go elaborate with it, just it's very simple. So I got five of them for you. First off, what will keep Arkansas from winning the College World Series?
Pitching. Now, you just want more specific?
Yeah, I mean.
I say that because are you really worried that Arkansas is going to have a whole, I mean, it would mean back-to-back games of Arkansas being unable to score runs, because I really have a lot more faith in their offense than their pitching. I mean, Arkansas has shown the ability to mash the ball throughout the year. Now, bigger ballpark, I don't know if they're going to hit as many home runs just because of the size of the ballpark, but some of these that Arkansas has been hitting have been just, they're cranking them. I don't care what where the fence is at. These are, you know, Kirkstad's ball that they hit, where was it they hit it to? Bentonville, Ty? The one that went to Bentonville, according to Ty. by the way, you were getting hammered yesterday afternoon over that deal. It doesn't matter where the fence is at on that.
Yeah.
Minor league park, major league park, Omaha, doesn't matter. That one's leaving. I don't know how many of those you're going to get, but I just think Arkansas is going to be able to score six, seven, eight runs in a lot of games. So if you had to tell me what's going to be the problem, it's going to be some kind of form of pitching.
All right. Fair enough. All right, next one for you. Which player will be the key piece for Arkansas in the College World Series?
Campbell, because he's going to get at least two starts. Well, I say at least. That's not true. He's going to get two starts. If you go all the way, it would be at least two starts. It'd be interesting to see how he gets managed, but you can't win unless he is on his A game. So as key as you know, Martin coming out of a slump, as key as Kirkstad, or pick somebody else in the lineup that, you know, Goodhart's been mm-hmm. just knocking the cover off the ball.
Ezell's another one.
You still have a hard time with this team winning if Isaiah Campbell's not Isaiah Campbell.
Fair enough.
If he had a bad outing against Florida State, now you're in the elimination break. I just don't see any way around that.
Which team is the biggest threat to Arkansas in the College World Series?
Talking to win it all or just to
win it all? Which team is the biggest threat?
Well, I think the team to beat there besides, I think Arkansas is the team to beat. Everybody's going with Vandy. I think it's Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I think State's playing good baseball right now. They're hot. If they carry the momentum they've had forward, Vandy's not as hot. They had to struggle a little bit to get here. Now they got there. But I think State's, to me, the team that I don't want to see on the other side of the bracket.
Even though Arkansas swept Mississippi State this year?
That would make you...
That makes me even more nervous.
Exactly.
That makes me more nervous. Ooh, beating a great team like that five times?
Five out of six.
No, I don't want any part of that.
Sometimes it's about matchups, though.
I'd be curious to see.
Would you rather play Vandy or Mississippi State?
I'd rather play Mississippi State.
Now, we're getting the cart way in front of the horse, but yeah, we can do that here.
I'd rather play Mississippi State, personally.
Okay. I'd be curious what Dave thinks. If he'd actually, I mean, he'd never tell you in a million years.
Not a million years.
But if it came down to it, if he was talking
centuries.
To Hobbs or one of his guys, what he would actually say to that. Just looking at the lineups, pitching. I mean, Kumar Rocker just threw a no-hitter. That guy...
So he ain't going to do that again.
Yeah.
Bring him on.
Yeah. No, I don't think... Yeah. I could be wrong, but I don't feel like a lot of pitchers have thrown no-hitters in one season.
Back-to-back no-hitters. That ain't happening.
Especially in the postseason play. Yeah, because those are the two teams to me that are the best answers for this question, is Mississippi State and Vanderbilt.
Well, Auburn scored 13 in one inning. You're not afraid of them?
I mean, they score the rest of the innings.
Exactly.
The other eight innings, scored one. So, I see what you're saying about Mississippi State, and I agree with you, because Mississippi State, they've been playing really well, and you sweeping them in the regular season, it was the same thing we talked about with Ole Miss when Ole Miss had Arkansas's number.
Oh.
Well, Arkansas got the last laugh in postseason play.
All right, let's narrow that in. Who on your side of the bracket worries you more?
I think it's Texas Tech.
Okay. I tend to agree with you. Yeah. I really think if... You know, and I don't think this Florida State game is going to be easy. But if Arkansas can win, I think that's who you'll be facing if you're in the winner's side for the ability to go 2-0.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. If Arkansas, assuming Arkansas wins against Florida State, Isaiah Campbell comes out, throws smoke, does his thing, they advance. If you face Michigan, will you feel completely different about that game, too, if you were facing Texas Tech? Like, will it be a completely different feeling facing Michigan than you would Texas Tech, even though – one of those teams already won. They're 1-0.
I think I'm going to be nervous either way because I know what's at stake when you go 2-0. Back to the catbird seat again.
You know, the old catbird seat.
You're in the catbird seat, and someone's got to beat you twice. You know, now you're some team is leaving earlier that afternoon, and then the team, if you can win that game, it's going to be hard for you not to be in the championship round. Now, it can happen, but I'm going to be nervous no matter who they play there because I know what's at stake.
Well, will you be nervous no matter who they play at any point in time in the College World Series?
Well, particularly in elimination games. I mean, just avoiding elimination games all the way through that first phase trying to get to the championship round.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But if you won game one, you wouldn't be in an elimination
game. So you're not as nervous. You know that the season's not on the line. I get more nervous when I know the season is on the line. So,
but you would say though that
I would rather play Michigan.
Okay,
I mean, if that's where, who would you rather play? If that's your question, well, Michigan, yeah,
yeah. I could see. I'm feeling that same way too. But it's at this point in time, though, in the College World Series, you never know.
And I didn't even know Michigan had a baseball team until about 10 days ago. Honestly,
that's my joke.
I didn't even know they played baseball up there. You know, I thought it was just something to do till football season.
That's hockey.
You know. Anyway. Is this stage going to be too... I don't know what the makeup of their team is. I don't know if the lights are going to be too bright. I don't know. They're just happy to be there. Hey, we're just happy. 0-2 and barbecue, great. We're just... Hey, we were in the College World Series. I got to get the T-shirt, you know? I don't know what their mentality is going to be. Some teams get there and they're just happy to be there. Because that's a major... It is a major achievement to get to the College World Series. Is Michigan going in with the mindset of we're going to do... You know, they'll say it. But do they truly want to go in and... We're going to do whatever it takes to win this whole thing. I can't imagine they're going to show up and make a deep run.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sports. I don't know.
Yeah. You
know?
Maybe a similar mindset, maybe like in 04 when Arkansas went there, where at that point in time in their program, it was kind of like, hey, we're just happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just good that we made it at this point. Maybe Michigan's the same way. That's what you want.
But what? We've seen Stony Brook and UC Irvine and some other teams go up there that were kind of surprises in that moment to be there and did well.
Yeah. You know,
it's all about the mental makeup of that team. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. And it's not a slight against Michigan, because I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched a lot of Michigan baseball and broken them down. But just throwing it out there, though, that if I had my druthers, if I had my choice, I'd want to face Michigan rather than Texas Tech. Because Texas Tech has been a really good baseball program over the past few years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious there, though. I got a few more questions, though, but we're up against it. I want to still get into these because I feel like everybody's got a different answer, especially when you get into the College World Series. Arkansas has been here before, folks. They know that it's how competitive it can be. This team's got a lot of experience in it. And again, I feel like they got about as good of a draw as you could ask for. That's just my personal opinion.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays, the new beer of the summer with a refreshing strawberry lemonade twist. Natterdays, fun for every occasion.
They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house.
Chase just joining us. We were having some fun and having like a little survey, essentially, of the College World Series for Arkansas. And I was asking Tommy a few questions just what he thought. So we got to three of them. There's five of them that I think that is the most important, most key questions.
What were the first three?
The first three, of course, was what will keep Arkansas from winning the College World Series? You said pitching.
Right.
Which player will be the key piece for Arkansas to win it all? You say Isaiah Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And which team will be the biggest threat to Arkansas in the College World Series? You said Mississippi State.
Yes.
So you're still standing firm with your answers.
I have no changes.
All right.
No edits.
All right. Well, let's go on to this next one, because this next one, this might be more of a personal preference of an answer.
Okay.
But if Arkansas wins it all, if they win the College World Series.
One edit. Biggest threat?
Yeah.
Perry Costello. Hang on.
Hold on a second. No, wait a minute.
I'm kidding.
No, now that Tommy Kraft just came out.
That's the biggest threat. I don't even know if he's going to be there. I'm just, you know. You can't talk about the College World Series without bringing up Perry Costello.
But I thought you and your officiating brethren had to stick together. I didn't think you'd throw a shot at Perry Costello.
I think y'all have seen over time, I have been very fair about all of this. Now, some people out there think I'm biased and unfair, but I've always been fair.
Yeah. That's maybe the first time I've actually heard you come out and biggest criticize threat. An official. The biggest threat.
I don't even know.
Don't even bring that up. No, don't bring up that name. That still haunts people's dreams. Yes, that may be another great threat. But if Arkansas wins it all this year, Tommy, where will it rank among the all-time accomplishments in Razorback athletics history? Now, it doesn't have to be just championships or anything. I'm just talking about all the moments of all the accomplishments of the Razorback athletic program. Where will a championship in college baseball rank?
Well, that's like choosing between your children, right?
I'm telling you. Which one's your favorite?
I mean, it has to be no worse than third.
behind.
Well, the only thing it could be ahead of it would be the 64 national title, which I have no feel or reference for other than reading the history, or the 94 national championship.
Those would be the two you say were be one and two?
That, yeah, I mean,
okay.
I mean, major sports national championships would be the, I mean, would be where you would begin, and those are the only two on the books. Now, I know there's, you know, 45 track championships, mm-hmm. and not to discount that, but we're talking about the three big sports.
And you say,
of the three big sports, baseball is
third.
Third.
I
don't
agree
think
with
you could say that a College World Series title, as big as it's going to be in the moment, would be bigger than winning the college football playoff. If you were able to accomplish that, of course that would be bigger.
Yeah.
Arkansas hadn't done that.
Yeah.
You know, in the 94, it was 25 years ago. Such a distant memory mm-hmm. for many right now. It's going to feel bigger than three, but it feels right to say three. That feels like the right answer. Like C. I don't know, so I'm going to circle C.
Well, I think the biggest problem with what we're discussing, I tend to agree with you, but the biggest problem with that is that in 64, none of us were alive.
And there wasn't a playoff. And yes, you want it on the field, but and Alabama lost their bowl game. Arkansas had won their bowl game down at the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's what was it, Nebraska? You're right. For most of the audience and most of the fan base, if you were around, you were a kid in 64.
But could we? I think we all agree, though, that 94's national championship is far and away, like, it'll be above this.
Now, when you ask, is it personal importance? Is it importance to the university? Define when you say.
Oh,
I think you used the word importance.
Yeah, and that's why I prefaced it with saying this may be more of a personal preference because it's about what you think was the biggest. It's the biggest accomplishment is how I said it.
Yeah.
The biggest accomplishment from the University of Athletics.
Oh, that's a good one.
University of Arkansas Athletics.
Because that's truly like trying to choose between your children.
Just which one's your favorite kid, Tommy?
Ooh.
That's what you got to say. You got to just
who's greater amongst equals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I would even throw in, and I'm not saying that this would be my list or anything, but even if you wanted to say something like joining the SEC, you know, that may be, I'm not saying that would be above this, but that would be something that you could look at that's not a championship, but a major accomplishment.
Allow me a moment to make the case that this could be the greatest amongst the things Arkansas has accomplished.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear it.
Now, again, in 64, the Southwest Conference was really Arkansas and Texas. It was a good league, but really, it wasn't on par with what the SEC is.
Correct.
In 94 in basketball, it was Arkansas and Kentucky in the SEC in basketball. And were there some powerhouses? Were there some greats? Yeah, but not in this league, really. It was Arkansas and Kentucky. I know they had lost to, only lost, what, seven games that whole year? Arkansas was pretty dominant that entire season. To accomplish... If you were able to accomplish the College World Series title in a year where the Southeastern Conference in baseball is so nationally dominant, to be the king of the mountain when it's all said and done, standing on top,
mm-hmm.
coming out of a league that had five teams from one division in the Super Regionals, to have, what, 10 teams in the field, to be as good as this league has been this year in baseball, might be the greatest accomplishment when you look at it through that lens.
Mm.
You came out of maybe one of the most dominant leagues to ever play in college baseball in a single, when you compare years.
Yeah.
2019 SEC baseball has been a banner year for the league. And you came out as the national champion in a league where the league was the best, maybe the best it's ever been.
Mm.
That would be my case for why this might be the greatest accomplishment. And you did it with a team that wasn't picked to win that league.
Mm-mm.
You did it with a team that was coming off an appearance for the national title, a team that was in the top 20 but picked fourth or fifth in the division, and you win it all in a year where the league didn't disappoint. That would be my case for why it would be the greatest accomplishment, not of the most. If you put it in importance, I think football always wins. Basketball's always ahead. But if you put it in a different prism, a different way of looking at it, you could make the case this would be the greatest achievement because of the quality of the Southeastern Conference this year.
Yeah, and that's the way I put the question, of the greatest accomplishment. Not the most important, but the greatest accomplishment. We have some phone lines that are blowing up, so I want to get in on this conversation. Let's go to them. Hagar's in Springdale. What's going on, Hagar?
What's happening, my brothers?
What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Just having fun. Hey, you guys are silly boys. I'm telling you, you've left the biggest accomplishment out by far is the dominance that John McDonald had when he was here in men's track and field. Nothing has come close to the accomplishments of his track program.
Well, we just mentioned they had 45 national titles in track. I mean, so...
Yeah, but then you kind of put it off to the side, right?
Well, I mean, how many track tickets have you ever bought?
About 15, probably.
I didn't even know they had tickets. I thought you just went, you know? I mean, that's my point. It's just not in the spotlight. I'm not diminishing what they've achieved, because I have said many times, it's the greatest dynasty in all of sports.
Yes.
But you said accomplishments. You didn't say spotlight. You said the greatest accomplishment. John McDonald's had the greatest accomplishment here by far.
But,
I mean, nobody
but the
can
question
touch him.
The question is, where would winning this College World Series title rank amongst all the accomplishments at the University of Arkansas? Where would it rank? That's the question.
Yeah.
Not what is the greatest accomplishment, where would this rank amongst them? That's the question, Hagar.
Yeah, well, I agree. It'd be up there, but and I'm not I'm a football guy, but I just think what McDonald was able to do here when he was here at the track program is just like could never be touched by anybody anywhere ever again.
Yeah. I don't disagree, man. Yeah. And it's continued past his tenure. So
absolutely.
He built a legacy and a foundation that's continued. So
yeah. All right, my guys, have a great day.
Hey, appreciate it, Hagar. Man,
not setting that off to the side, but let's just be honest. Track and field doesn't get the coverage, the conversation. No one tunes into this show to hear us break down the 4x100 meter melody relay, something or another.
Yeah, and it may sound harsh, but just to be honest about it, folks, I guarantee you most Razorback fans would trade in all those track championships if it meant one national championship in football. It's nothing against that, but that's just
they trade in all 45 and the next five to come for one.
Yeah. But that's just where it's at. So this is why I preface the question in your ranking system. It's maybe a personal preference.
Well,
what do you think?
And again, I don't want to get into track, but you got cross country, you got men's and women's, you got indoor, outdoor, and cross country. So it's like having six different sports.
You have more opportunities.
Not taking anything away from anything they've done, but what the question is, where would a baseball title rank amongst all the sports accomplishments in Fayetteville?
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays, the new beer of the summer.
Andrew Hutchinson of Hogbeat.com to talk a little bit about Arkansas and they're making it to the College World Series. Andrew, appreciate you joining us. How are you doing this morning, man?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we always enjoy having you on, and I want to start with the interesting conversation that we had and got a lot of reaction from some of our listeners dealing with Arkansas, and obviously I'm going to look way ahead. I'm just going to go out and say, all right, if Arkansas wins it all, wins the College World Series, they were the runner-ups last year, but this time they finally finished the job. You're obviously kind of like me, you're a little younger, but you're a historian when it comes to Arkansas sports. If they were able to do that and pull that off, where would that rank among the all-time great accomplishments of the Razorback athletic program?
I mean, you got to think it ranks right up there. I mean, it's a national championship, and you throw in the fact that it's a great story of redemption, you know, being so close last year and then coming back this year when no one, I mean, myself included, expected this team to be a College World Series team, let alone a team that could compete for a national championship. So I think it'd rank right up there with the 94 basketball team, the 64 football team. It would be just an incredible, story of redemption, probably right up there with, Clint Sterner being able to, having the fumble against Tennessee in 98 and then coming back and winning in 99. Obviously, the stakes weren't quite as high that year, when he got the win and everyone stormed the field. This is a national championship. So I think it would rank right up there with the other titles in the major sports. So it would be an incredible accomplishment if they were able to pull it off. But of course, that's getting a little ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's still a ways away, and they've got some work to do still. But it would be an unbelievable accomplishment.
So let's talk about Arkansas's draw and their half of the bracket. Let's just focus in on those other three teams. What did you think when you saw the way the bracket was going to unfold and UCLA was out, LSU got beat, you get Florida State, you get Michigan in there, and Texas Tech. Your thoughts on Arkansas's draw in the bracket portion of the College World Series?
Yeah, Florida State is an interesting draw just because Arkansas traditionally has owned Florida State in the postseason. They've played them five times and won all five. They beat them in the 2004 Super Regional, swept them 2009 Super Regional. It's the first time they met in Omaha, and of course they've got that extra motivation of this being Mike Martin's last season. He's been there forever, it seems like, 40-plus years, something like that. So that they're trying to get him a national championship in his last year. So you got to deal with that kind of motivation. You know, Arkansas's got the story of redemption, of coming back from being so close last year, and now Florida State's got that motivation of playing for their head coach. But as for the other two teams, Michigan being a Big Ten team, you don't really see too many of those in the College World Series. It's only the second Big Ten team since 1984 to make it to the College World Series. Texas Tech is a scary team because they're very, very good offensively. Arkansas fans probably remember them a little bit from last year whenever they played a midweek game, and then again in the College World Series, they're very similar as to where they were last year. They still got Josh Jung, a very good All-American infielder, and then they also have a guy Arkansas fans probably remember, Bryce Bonin, a pitcher who pitched at Arkansas last year, pitched a little bit in the College World Series, and is now one of their probably their number three starter who struggled earlier in the year, but is starting to pitch really well here down the stretch. So really interesting draw, lots of storylines there, but no UCLA, that probably helps Arkansas a little bit. No LSU, a team that traditionally owns Arkansas. It's a favorable draw, but when you're in Omaha, I wouldn't really consider anything an easy draw.
Be with Andrew Hutchinson of Hogbeat.com right now on the Morning Rush. Andrew, obviously over the weekend in the Super Regionals, Arkansas did beat Ole Miss, but there was definitely some issues there with their starting freshman pitchers. You had Connor Nolan struggle, Patrick Wicklander struggle. You had some pieces there that really made some concerns, but we've seen times all throughout the season where the hitting went on a little bit of a drought or the pitching went on a little bit of a drought. We've seen some times where it's all happened, but going into the College World Series at this point in time, what is the biggest question mark for this Razorback baseball team?
Well, I think you touched on it right there. It's how those freshman pitchers are going to respond coming off probably their – I wouldn't say it was Connor's worst outing of the season because he did really, really struggle against Vanderbilt. But he had been pitching really, really well for about 8 weeks, had like a 1.5-something ERA over that span. I think, how he responds, how Patrick Wicklander responds, I've seen a lot of people say, oh, we got to replace, one of those guys with Cody Scroggins, put him back in the starting rotation, or, got to put in somebody else in the starting rotation, Jacob Kostyshok, somebody like that. But I really think you got to stick with what's got you here. Both of those guys have had ups and downs. They're freshmen. They both pitched really, really well in the regional. Patrick Wicklander threw five scoreless against TCU, and that's nothing to scoff at because TCU has a really good lineup. So I think that's the biggest question mark is how they're going to respond, on a really big stage. They didn't, respond well to the stage this past weekend. But again, that's against a really, really good Ole Miss lineup. I think that Ole Miss lineup may be better it's probably better than Michigan and probably better than Florida State. Texas Tech's probably right up there with it as far as, just how powerful and deep it is. If they can bounce back and just, be good for Arkansas, they don't have to be great. They don't have to go out there and be an Isaiah Campbell. But if they can just give Arkansas five, maybe six solid innings, I think Arkansas is going to be in good shape because we've seen what their bullpen is capable of doing with Cody Scroggins, Jacob Kostyshyk, Kevin Copps, you know, Matt Cronin at the back end. If they can just be good, Arkansas is going to be in a pretty solid spot here in Omaha.
Now, obviously getting off to a 2-0 start is like paramount to having success and staying a while at the College World Series. Have you looked at the other matchup in the bracket, the Texas Tech-Michigan game? Is there one of those teams with maybe their second guy that would favor Arkansas? I think, obviously, if you're an Arkansas fan, you'd prefer not to face a lefty. That seems to – a quality lefty seems to cause Arkansas more problems. Is there one team on that other side of your half of the bracket that you think would be more favorable as a matchup if Arkansas has success against Florida State?
Yeah, I haven't dove completely into the pitching rotations yet. I will be doing that over the next couple of days. But I can tell you that you'd probably rather face Michigan just because, they have a really, really good starting pitcher, you know, their ace, kind of like, you know, Isaiah Campbell, who, did really, really well against UCLA. I remember watching him. He had a shutout going into the ninth inning and just was really good, also really pitched well in their regional up at Oregon State. I think there is a little bit of a drop-off, you know, when they go to their number two guy, which you know, you expect that with most teams. But they also don't have as powerful of a lineup. I mean, Texas Tech is a team that can just mash. They're a team that is really scary. And you figure you're probably going to start Isaiah Campbell in game one because you got to get off to a 1-0 start. So you're going to be pitching a Connor Nolan or a Patrick Wicklander game two against a really good lineup in Texas Tech. That's a scary matchup. So if you're Arkansas, you're probably hoping to face Michigan in game two just because I think that's going to be a more favorable matchup for Arkansas. But again, it's the College World Series. You just never know. I mean, we've seen teams like Coastal Carolina win a national championship. We've seen Fresno State win a national championship. So it's really, you know, it's hard to say. It's not quite like a regional where it's obvious you want to face Central Connecticut. These are two really good teams, and I think both teams also have pretty good starting pitching. But if you had to choose one, I would say you probably want to face Michigan.
All right, Hutch, I'll let you get out of here on this note. Obviously, if you look at geography, Arkansas is the closest, or at least Fayetteville is the closest to being into Omaha. You know, the fan base has been really good at traveling when it comes to baseball. Do you feel like this is going to be a same case scenario where Razorback fans take over Omaha once again?
Oh, absolutely. I think Arkansas fans are going to be the definitely the crowd favorite. They're going to be in there. It may not be quite as many as last year just because a lot of fans did make the trip last year and they may say, oh, well, I'm not making the trip until they make the finals. Like I know my parents have said that they're not going up until if they make the finals. I know some people at my wife's work have said that as well. So it'll definitely be a pro Arkansas crowd, maybe not quite as much as last year, but you may not be able to tell the difference because it's going to be very, very pro Arkansas. There's no LSU, which would probably rival it. Mississippi State may have a big crowd. You know, that's on the opposite side of the bracket. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a pro Arkansas crowd because Arkansas fans are hungry for a winning team like this. You know, coming off a 2-10 football season, a basketball season where you missed the NCAA tournament and had a coaching change. I think Arkansas fans are starved for a winner, and that's what Dave Van Horn and the baseball team have given them.
Hey, Hutch, real quick, you wrote a piece about getting to Omaha, like physically getting there. The roads are there's some detours and some places you're going to have to get off the normal route north of Kansas City. It's going to be a little bit longer trip this year to get to Omaha.
Yeah, a little bit. I would definitely plan for at least maybe another hour than you normally would if you went last year. I-29 is flooded. They're experiencing quite a bit of flooding, kind of like down there in the River Valley. They had to shut down the interstate about north of St. Joseph, Missouri, all the way up to Omaha. So you're going to have to make a little detour. I kind of come up with a plan that I'm going to take whenever I leave tomorrow. So if you visit hogbeat.com, you'll see that kind of route. You're eventually going to hit Highway 75 and hit that north. But traffic, I've read some stories where traffic through that area is really, really heavy because of those road closures, people going from Kansas City to Omaha. So definitely, if you're making the trip, usually you can make it in six and a half hours. I would probably count for at least seven and a half hours, just because of the detour that you're going to have to take.
Andrew Hutchison of Hogbeat.com. You can follow him on Twitter at NWA Hutch. Really appreciate you joining us, hopping on, Andrew. It's going to be a fun weekend, and I'm sure we'll be catching up with you later down the road, my man.
Yeah, look forward to it. Appreciate it, guys.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at HitThatLine.com.